other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, November 15th, and it is us.
Good morning. I don't even feel like I'm here. My body's here, but I'm like in some other world right now.
Really? What world is that?
I don't know. I'm just kind of in La La Land.
Really?
Yeah, kind of weird.
Well, you're going to have to come down to Earth for at least 50 minutes.
I know.
And then you can fly right out again.
Oh, man. I'm just like zoning.
Really? Well, I'm falling asleep, but we'll try.
Oh, this will be an interesting show.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I was telling you, I got enough sleep. I don't know why I'm tired this morning, but you know, sometimes it's like, you know how there's sleep cycles, and if you wake up like, or if you're awakened by the clock, let's say, right in the middle of your cycle, you're gonna be tired, you know.
I guess I always say the more sleep I get, usually the more tired I am.
Really?
Yeah. So if I just pop up after 6 hours, I feel good. Another thing though, I've noticed, at least with me, like, guys don't wear makeup obviously, but you know, the days that I come in without makeup or my hair done, I feel already just kind of sloppy and tired.
Really?
Still. Whereas if I come already done up, I feel better. I just feel good and awake and alive.
I know. I'm like that too. You know, Sundays I like to take my time in the morning and stuff, you know. But I do feel like that. It's like, let me hurry and shave and take a shower, you know, so I feel awake.
Yeah. Yeah. It really does help.
I agree. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I do it without a shower in the morning, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what does it for me, you know. Until then, I mean, I shave, I'm half asleep, you know. Everything I do is half asleep until I get in the shower.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I know. Funny. I know. I love taking showers, you know, but I try not to waste too much water so I don't stay too long.
Oh, Lord. That's like when I go visit my grandparents in Pennsylvania. I feel so, I don't like taking showers at their place. I would honestly rather not shower for 3-4 days.
Really?
Than shower. Well, because first of all, it's like a really old-fashioned shower. But you know, you can't shower for more than 2 minutes. I mean, it's literally like Stephanie, you know, you just have to be really quick.
Really?
They're all about conserving.
Oh, that's what they tell you.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the water that does come out is like drips, you know? So it's like, I have soap on me and I feel like I can't get it off.
And it gets
cold
and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the worst. God. So I just try to avoid it at all times.
No, I just, you know, sometimes when I'm in the shower, I wonder how much water is really being spent just in that shower, you know.
You really think of those
things. Yeah, and multiply that. And I'm not an environmentalist or anything, you know. I mean, I never think about these things. But I'm just saying, you know, a long shower, I think, is a waste of water.
You know? Oh, I agree. Long shower. But, you know, I mean, 10 minutes is nothing.
Yeah.
10, 15 minutes. Yeah,
girls, that's
take
a lot
longer,
of water,
though.
You know.
Really?
Imagine.
I want you to time yourself in. I want to know.
Well, what you should do is, like, plug the bathtub and then see how high the water gets, you know?
Okay, yikes. I would be afraid.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's quick, actually. You know, if I shower at nighttime. I don't like showering in the morning. So when I shower, though, if it's usually, like, directly after the gym, and those showers are just really quick, you know, in and out for 2 minutes. Just kind of get the sweat off, you know, soap myself up a little bit. But you know, once or twice a week, I have hardcore showers, the hardcore shower, where I'm in for a long time because I'm like shaving my legs, you know, shaving everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
And just like soaking it in it and enjoying it because I love the hot water.
I know. It's amazing. It's hard to get out, you know.
So I guess I'm not that bad, though. If you divide that hour long shower with, you know, 0 minutes every single other day of the week.
I guess.
It averages out to like, you know, it's still long. Like 8 minute showers every day?
I don't know. And imagine guys that masturbate in the shower. I mean, that would be a real waste of water.
That's one thing I don't do.
Yeah. I don't either. Not in the shower, you know.
Yeah, you know what's up with that too? A lot of guys I've noticed really like having sex in like jacuzzis or wherever, in water.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you agree? Do you like that? Because to me it's like I don't even feel anything.
Yeah.
Because there's water.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't feel anything.
It's hard to function.
Yeah. So.
But I'm trying to remember if I ever did it in water, maybe once. But you know, otherwise I think people just get turned on. You know, I mean, water in the jacuzzi, it's warm, and you know, if you go in skinny dipping
suppose.
And stuff, you know, it's
I mean, it's a good place to start, you know?
Yeah.
To start. So make it out a little bit, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Let's
absolutely. I don't think you can do the whole thing in there. But
no,
some people do, you know.
Enjoyable.
Yeah. People are into all kinds of things,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So do we have still have that porn girl coming tomorrow?
I hope she is. You know, I haven't heard from them, but it was confirmed. So let's hope.
Okay.
Maybe I'll hear from them today.
I've got some serious questions.
Do you really?
Some serious questions. Yeah.
Yeah. Did we talk yesterday about all the porn on Facebook?
Yeah,
I was telling
you
about it, right?
I haven't noticed it today.
Well, because today I think they've taken it down. Apparently it was a hack job. And, you know,
by whom or what?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. And, you know, they're saying not only explicit images, but violent ones, too. I know there was I saw a picture that totally blew me away of a baby's arm coming out of his mother's belly, you know, like.
What?
Yeah, like, I don't understand that, you know, like maybe a cesarean section or something,
oh,
you know.
Oh, my Lord.
But it's like, why would I want to see that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there were so many, like, disturbing things.
Right. And then they showed you, like, bloody dogs and stuff.
Ew.
You know, I mean, my God. It was just terrible, you know, and I'm glad they got control of this, but you know what? Facebook is not saying anything about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not, I mean, it's not their fault. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you have problems and you can't control everything, and they had a hack.
Right.
Whoever
but they should come clean and talk about it. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. I am curious of, like, who.
Yeah.
And what could be, like, if they would go to jail for that or what would happen.
Of course, yeah. This is a major thing. You're interfering with business and you're exposing people to this kind of stuff. I'm sure there's, like, a million charges they could bring against them, but I don't know if they'll find out who it is.
I hope so,
man.
They have to be able to.
Yeah.
They have to. There was somebody recently who was like this guy, he actually was addicted to this. He was addicted to breaking into celebrities' phones. He had like access to like see all their text messages, I think either on his computer or somewhere. Mm-hmm. Oh, I almost dropped my water. So obviously different celebrities were so violated and, you know, I don't know how he actually got caught, but once he did, he was arrested and now he's in jail for this.
Yeah.
And he actually said on the news that he's thankful for being caught, because this truly was an addiction that was just getting out of hand.
Really?
And he couldn't control it. So he was pretty much asking God to, like, get him caught.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So maybe these hackers are just truly trying to get caught.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
But, you know, I mean, it was just disturbing to me, you know. And as I said, I enjoy porn where it's appropriate, you know, but on Facebook, it's definitely not.
That one image of the older woman, like 100-year-old with the boobs hanging down to her vagina and her pussy, I mean, that seriously will not leave my mind ever. I think it's permanently, like,
I know.
Frozen in my mind.
Yeah, or I had to look at, like, guys with, like, a raging hard on, and I'm like, why do I want to look at that?
I didn't see any of those ones.
No? You would have liked that one.
Not really.
But they were really gay pictures, you could tell, you know, the way that they were posing and everything.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I know.
Very interesting. I want to make a quick little announcement.
Okay.
Part-time Hero Productions is collecting items for their My Stuff Bag Foundation. This is a wonderful foundation that provides children who are taken out of their homes because of neglect or abuse. And so they're placed in, you know, shelters. And so these are duffel bags that are filled with all kinds of fun necessities. And it really means a lot to them because usually when they're taken out of their homes, all they have are the clothes on their back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking that you send items by November 25th to Part-Time Hero Productions. That's at 24307 Magic Mountain Parkway, Suite 219, Valencia, California. You can look that up. It's on my Facebook, and it's on LA Talk Radio's Facebook and ours, Sam and Steph Show.
Okay.
And just send, like, stuffed animals, coloring books, toys, you know, different things. We're trying to get it all before Thanksgiving.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you found something to be involved in that speaks to you.
Well, I always try to do, I like to get involved with these things.
Do
like,
you?
The little that I do, I barely do any, you know, like, I'm not that involved, but I like to do whatever I can, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And I love children.
Yeah.
But homeless, too. Like, I'm always, especially around Thanksgiving, you know, you want to feel like you're giving back or doing something
right.
that's a little helpful and nice for other people, you know, that'll just, you know, help them a little bit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's sweet of you.
Help out, people.
Yeah. It's thanks to people like you that kids enjoy the holidays, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially kids. It's so important, you know?
Yeah.
We don't realize how fortunate we are.
Yeah.
But, oh, shit, actually, I have a really funny story. But before I say that, I mean, you know, just driving down L.A., the roads in L.A., it's you see homeless people sleeping on the streets. It's like,
right.
you just don't realize, you know, if you have a roof under your head, you should be blessed and thankful.
Absolutely.
Even if it's not your home or, you know, even if you're couch surfing, be thankful that you have somewhere because some people don't.
That's
anyway, last night I was with a friend and we were driving on like Sunset Boulevard and I see like 3-4 cops, you know, kind of all huddled up around this one person.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like rolling the window down. I'm trying to check it out. And it's this dude. He's literally butt naked.
And Sunset Boulevard?
Yeah, he's like super muscular black dude
uh-huh.
with like this long hair, kind of uh-huh. long, like little dreadlocks or something. He's super ashy. I mean, uh-huh. obviously this guy was probably homeless or some, you know,
because
he just looked rough. But he was completely naked and just standing there.
Wow.
He had a great body, though. I mean, he was muscular. I was like, check that dude
I'm sure
out.
You were checking it out.
He's flaunting it. Those ashy legs.
Wasn't he freezing to death? I mean, it was cold last
He had
last
to be,
night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're, like, living on the streets, you're so used to that stuff, I'm sure.
Right.
I just can't imagine.
Yeah. But, I mean, obviously, you know, he was mentally ill or something, you know, and I think many of them are, you know. They
right.
just get...
That is true. A lot of them are
neglected.
Ex, like, veterans or, you know, people who served in the military
right.
and were so brainwashed and fucked up in the head. And
right. Yeah. And the families, you know, sometimes they don't even know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a problem when you try to help them.
Right. No. Yeah, that's very true. Very true. Out here, it's not as, you know, I don't think people care as much or think about it. But after living in New York for 4.5 years,
uh-huh.
in New York, you know, you don't really drive. It's more personal because, you know, you're on trains usually and, you know, you meet strangers every day and you'll talk to them.
Right.
Which it's really nice, actually. But that also means you're that much closer to people who are living this way, you know, this
right.
lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, just walking down the streets constantly with homeless people everywhere, you know,
yeah.
amputated legs and arms with just a little cup begging for change.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, that's my guilt. You know, I'm trying to make everyone feel guilty enough to donate.
That's a good way to do
man.
It.
I love it. Do you do anything special for Thanksgiving? Is it still is it traditional for? I'm not familiar. Like,
well, yeah, it's an American holiday. It's not really a religious holiday, so yeah, everybody celebrates
okay.
it here. Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, we
devour
the turkey.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. So do you guys usually have like a big family group over, or is it more small?
No, it's smaller.
Yeah.
It's smaller, yeah. When I was married the first time, it was a huge family, you know.
Really?
So it'd be like 40 people
That's
there.
That's so nice when
yeah,
it's like that.
It really is, you know. People you don't see all year and,
mm-hmm.
you know, they get together and stuff. But, yeah, that's behind me now.
Yeah.
So,
well, it seems like the older, like, I noticed, like, when I was a little kid, you know, mm-hmm. all the families, my aunts and uncles, everybody would get together.
Right.
Now that we're all a little older and adults, it's harder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't even go see my family for Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
I haven't in probably 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
So, I stay here. I'll stay here for Thanksgiving and then... Christmas and New Year's, I'm going to Maryland and Pennsylvania. I'm so excited.
That'll be cool, huh?
I'm truly counting down. I cannot wait to see my family.
Except you don't know what the weather's going to be like, you know?
Yeah, but, you know,
pretty cold.
I lived on the East Coast. I'm
right.
from the East Coast. So I have all the winter stuff there at my family's house.
I see, okay.
So I'll be arriving in, like, this kind of, you know.
It's summer stuff.
A little, you know, tank top and a sweater. But they have my winter coats and stuff. Thank God.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need them here, that's for sure.
I know. No, not at all. What a waste, right, of space.
Yeah.
I do have one here, but it's like, you know, a simple pea coat that sometimes it does get cold enough here that you need it.
Yeah.
The evenings get chilly.
It does get cold at night. Last night wasn't too bad, but the night before, my God, you know, it was like 45 degrees or something.
Mm-hmm.
For us, man, that's pretty cold.
That is cold.
Yeah.
Very cold. So I'm on a health kick.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
And I'm truly seeing like a difference. But I read, you know, there is something that I've started about a week ago and I swear by it. And you don't have to be into being healthy and like eating healthy to do this. But every night, just have a glass of water with like a lemon, you know, uh-huh. a full lemon sliced up and squeeze the lemon juice and then just have the lemons chilling out in your water. But yeah. a lot of lemon. And this has so many benefits. And honestly, like I feel just great.
Really? From the water and lemon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I swear by it. If you look it up, uh-huh. I'm talking just fresh squeezed lemon in some water.
Right.
And really mush it in there. And it's just really great. It has liver benefits. Helps your digestive system.
Mm.
It helps avoid like colds and flus.
Yeah.
Seriously, Sam.
I'll have to try that. I don't know. Never heard of it before.
Seriously.
I do like lemon, so I can live with that.
That you can, yeah.
I like my salads like really sour, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Ew.
Why, you don't like it?
Ugh.
Yeah.
I've never been... Salads are a toughie for me.
Really?
I mean, if I'm going to have a salad, it's not a healthy one. I mean, it's like ranch dressing
right.
with lots of goat cheese or,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
So it's not... It loses the value of being a healthy dinner, you know, meal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't eat it for health. I just like salad.
Okay. See, if I'm going to eat a salad, I'm eating it because I'm being healthy.
Yeah.
And I don't enjoy it if I'm being healthy because it's like fat-free vinegar shit.
Yeah, exactly. Or
so
just
boring.
Put like olive oil and lemon. That tastes pretty good.
Yeah, really?
Know? You never try
that
before?
Well, you
before?
Do that. That's really healthy.
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's just lettuce, you know, you get some romaine lettuce and...
You don't put anything bad on it, though? Like
no.
You don't put cheese or like...
No, just
walnuts?
That. No.
Oh, that's just, so gross. It's not good, then.
It's not gross.
It's got to have cranberries and walnuts and goat cheese. That's my favorite.
Well, sometimes I'll have salads like that, you know.
Yeah.
But I like basic ones, too, with just lemon and oil. I mean, that's
good
amazing.
Good for you. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to try that, actually, with the lemon.
Yeah.
That does sound good.
Yeah, if you like lemon, then you would like it, for
mm-hmm.
sure. You know. And
I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah. Go ahead. Check it out. Now, remember the other day Perry screwed up on the debate and stuff?
Oh, my remember? Gosh.
Yeah.
Was that pathetic or what?
It was very pathetic.
He was asked a question. He was going to say he had three different departments that he was going to kind of change
agencies,
up.
Yeah.
Or agencies.
Right.
And he forgot one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stuff that you like that happens in elementary school, like the county spelling bee.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, you just don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, people do get brain freezes sometimes, but, you know.
Write it down.
Know, yeah.
Write it, exactly. 1, 2, 3, write it down.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I honestly, I am, like, in shock at how stupid the Republican candidates are.
Yeah, they really are, you know. Now, Herman Cain also flubbed yesterday. And
in an interview, right?
Yeah.
I heard about this, but I don't
know.
Yeah,
this is about Libya, so I'll play it just so you see what
nice.
We were talking about. It's
clip.
Pretty funny.
For our viewers, then we're going to discuss what has happened and what it potentially could mean for Herman Cain's campaign. Listen to this.
So you agreed with President Obama on Libya or not?
Okay, Libya.
That's a long pause.
President Obama.
Oh, man.
Supported the uprising, correct? President Obama called for the removal of Gaddafi. Just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
how embarrassing. This is horrible.
I do not agree with the way he handled it for the following reason. No, that's a different one.
Oh, my gosh.
You believe that? He's very uncomfortable, man. Wow.
Oh, man.
I got to go back. See,
shouldn't he just give up? Like, I mean, seriously, just give up and go home now.
But all the cameras on him, you know.
Specifically, what did you ask me? Did I agree or not disagree with Obama?
I was asking if you agreed. Craig was asking you about the Bush foreign policy. So I was taking a specific example from the Obama administration that was
controversial. Now I'm starting to get sympathetic, though.
Yeah. I know.
Now I'm starting to feel bad.
I know, you feel bad for him, huh?
We're all human, and I can only imagine, you know, like, I bet he's, like, a wonderful, does he have kids, or?
Probably.
I just then start to think of him and his family, you know, how he's probably such a wonderful person, with the exception of all the girls. But then I feel bad now, all of a sudden. That was horrible.
Yeah.
But, you know, that could have been any one of us.
It could have, but you know, we expect more from candidates, you know.
Of course.
I mean, this guy's like, you better know something about Libya, for crying out loud.
Oh, man.
You know? Wow.
He didn't even know what the hell you were asking. He's we're talking about this.
And he's fidgeting and looking around. And.
Oh, Herman Cain.
Yeah.
Just go home.
So,
stop running. I mean, can they just, like, stop halfway through and just say, you know.
Yeah, they drop out.
Why doesn't he just drop out? I mean, this is a waste of time now, isn't it?
Not necessarily. You know, I mean, it's been so volatile. I mean, he had, like, 4%, and then he jumped to, like, 25%, you know. And you know, Perry went the other way. He was about 22-25%, and then he went down to almost nothing.
Wow.
Michelle Bachmann, the same thing, you know. They're all self-destructing, it seems. And I don't understand that. But now Newt Gingrich is getting some attention, you know.
Yeah.
By default, I guess. Let's see, we have a phone call.
Okay.
Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam and Steph at St. Louis Steve.
How you doing, Steve?
I wanted to say about the water thing that Steph was talking about. It's so true.
Yeah.
It helped with the mind freezes and amazing. Drinking water a lot during the day is an idea that a friend of mine gave me, and I feel so much better since I've been doing it. And her idea of putting a lemon in it is good, but what my sister-in-law said is to use this tart cherry. It's a concentrate stuff to pour in it, and it makes it a little bit more fun, but it is amazing.
Really?
It is. All the benefits. Thanks for supporting my advice. Or, you know,
yeah, and drink a lot of it. But you know what? Maybe the other thing about what you're talking about, Cain, it bothers me. I don't think the journalism of some of these news media are being very professional, because what I've seen, there's a lot of different times that people, you know, have dead air and space out during interviews.
Right.
And they usually will edit that out. And for some reason, it seems like they're purposely going for these mess-ups, you know. And I think
true.
It's poor... Poor, whatever you want to call it,
reporting.
Journalism, or you know. But I just was listening. I thought I'd call in real quick and share my thoughts.
Yeah,
thank you so
much. You're making a good point there with Cain. You know.
I think
we just enjoy seeing people fail. You know.
Yeah, it is horrible. Well, you know, you only hear all the bad things.
Right, and the mass media courses I took in the broadcasting stuff. That was always something that they worked around and taught you how to, you know, stop the ums and all that kind of stuff and the dead air. And whoever's doing these interviews with these people, I mean, yeah, sure, it's live and the guy should know, but whoever's the editing production person of these shows really should be the one catching the heat. Unless that's what they're trying to portray, how many people are screwed up. But they're not doing it very fair, because everybody screws up at some point in time.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And and sometimes people forget, you know, like, look at Bill Clinton, man. People still love him after all the screw-ups that he did. And, you know, people forget and forgive sometimes. So.
Yeah, and even if they do screw up, you know, out of courtesy, edit it out and don't broadcast that, you know?
Yeah. But you know what?
Sometimes it's live, though.
Yeah, we need to know this stuff. I really think we do, you know? I don't think, you know, maybe Perry had sort of like a brain fart or something, but, you know, to talk about Libya, and this is the most basic question that they asked him, and he still couldn't answer it.
Oh,
you know? He wasn't sure.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he wasn't sure on Obama's position. He wasn't sure on what was being asked of him. I don't know. He just didn't look very good.
I could see what you're saying. He should be more in the know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but,
definitely. I mean, they are on the spotlight. That's why I'd never become a politician. But when you do decide to become one, you
should know this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Do your homework.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
hey,
Steve.
Well, I really like your show.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm always like tuning in, listening.
Thank you so much, Steve. Take care,
my
friend.
Have fun.
Bye-bye.
You too.
St. Louis Steve. So, yeah, so much for Kane, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, he's down in the polls, like, big time.
But even so, what is the most unimpressive and, like, disturbing to me was, you know, Perry, who has, like, you know, if you have a plan of something that you want to change,
right.
That's not really something, you know, that's something that you've thought out, you know, very well. So, I don't think it's possible to really forget something like that, you know?
Right, yeah.
That's like me, you know, memorizing my lines, you know, for a day. I mean, and I feel really passionate about it, and I'm just going to forget the three main points of the script.
Right.
It just doesn't really happen. It doesn't...
Yeah.
Doesn't... I'm unimpressed. Come on, Perry.
Well, you know, you are in the spotlight, you know, in these debates and
but you
stuff.
Are allowed to have, like, cue cards, aren't you? Or little business, you know, like...
Yeah, they
index
do have
cards.
Notes, yeah.
Like, how does that happen? How? I don't get it. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
But it's true. You also have to feel bad in a way. Like, it does, I feel like, you know, we all remember and only remember, like, these bad things, in a way, for the most part.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, you know, the debate's kind of a joke now. Everything is just now about, you know, Kane's affair, you know, all the crazy crap with all these females and, you know, the flubs and stumbling. It's just becoming something different than I think what it should be.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a campaign for you. And it's very volatile. I mean, it goes up and down like I've never seen before.
Yeah. You know, I haven't. I'm not too into politics, honestly.
Right.
So, I mean, I catch some of it, but I really don't follow all of it.
Right.
I don't know. That's probably not a good thing.
Yeah. No, but these are the main things. At least you know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's important, you know.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not deeply into politics. I just like to know what's happening.
Right.
You know,
and we all should, you know, it's our country.
Yeah.
For crying out loud.
So, wake up, white people.
Wake up.
So, now, I saw this was interesting. They say that high IQ is linked to drug use. They're saying that, you know, they did studies and stuff, and they find that the brighter the kid, the more likely they are, like, after age 30, to be using drugs like marijuana and cocaine and stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
I can see that happening. I think it's the more truly intelligent people are, mm-hmm. the more their minds explore things and they're open to other things. And, you know, as opposed to, like, to me, even if you, like, I know a lot of people, for example, who went to a regular conservatory and got their bachelor's degree and master's degree. But, you know, in real life, they're actually, I'm not dumb in a way, like, you know, and just they're a little more slow. They're very black and white. So they're very conservative and strict with this and that. But that doesn't get you very far. Mm. You know, I mean, with certain careers, it works to your benefit. But for the most part, you know, I think a really smart, intelligent individual is somebody that is super open-minded and is constantly trying and learning new things.
Yeah.
Now, drugs, obviously, it's not very I don't encourage that.
Yeah.
I don't really. I avoid that stuff.
You see, that's the thing. I hope people don't think this is a good excuse now to get high, you know. But just to say, I'm smart, so I'm going to do that. But I think there's a lot to what you're saying, you know, about the openness and the passion to learn new things and to expand and so forth. You know, they're saying, you know, that it's that, and it's probably because these kids are bored, you know, and trying to cope with being different also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally see that, how that would, turn out. This is an article or what?
Yeah, it's an article on CNN, yeah.
Very interesting, because even, like, I don't do drugs, but liquor for me is very much in, you know, kind of that way. Like, I enjoy, you know, drinking, not super often, but when I do, you know, it really, it's just amazing. It truly does open the mind, and you go so many different places in a way, and you think of things differently. And
you do.
It's really a good. It's a cool thing. I mean, I think it's a healthy thing once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Everything in excess is not good for you.
Yeah.
You know.
Too much or too little of anything is not. You know, balance. Yeah. It's all about balance.
Yeah. So yeah. So if you're smart and you're doing drugs, well. You're one of many.
Yeah. But, you know, you have to be careful, too, because that stuff makes you stupid, too. I mean, it kills so many brain cells.
It does.
It's really not a smart thing to do.
Yeah. I know. Mm-mm. It screws up with everything in your brain, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure does.
I can't imagine being hooked on cocaine.
Even liquor.
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen people hooked on that shit, man. And they're like, yeah.
Way over the head. I have a very addicting kind of personality, so that's another reason why, like, I've never even tried any of that stuff. Mm. Because I mean, I know in my head, like, if I'm not the type, I think, to ever get addicted to something like that.
Right.
But what's the point in even trying,
exactly.
You know, testing it out? No way.
Yeah.
I'll enjoy my, you know, alcohol once in a while.
Yeah. Did you say you do or don't have an addictive personality?
I do have an addicting personality.
So you know your limits and you won't try things.
Oh, exactly.
You know you're going to fall for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not like, I don't think if I were to try a drug that I'd truly get addicted. But for example, like, I didn't have my first drink of alcohol until I was 23.
Really?
I waited a while.
Wow.
And then when I did, though, that first, like, 2-3 weeks of trying out alcohol, it kind of, in, like, my body, I started really craving it. To the point that, like, honestly, in the beginning, like, I felt like I was getting some kind of addiction. So,
wow.
Like, every day, like, I just felt like I kind of needed it. So then I backed away, and now, you know, okay, I have, you know, I drink now. Now
right,
I don't crave it like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's all about why you drink.
Yeah.
You know, if you're drinking to wipe away, you know, depression or, you know, to distract you from whatever's going on in your life that's stressful, that's not very good,
yeah,
you know?
That would make you addicted.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you're
anyway.
Saying just do it socially.
Well, no, yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't recommend drinking in your room all alone every night. That would not be good.
No, I think once you do the drugs or the drinking alone, then you're addicted.
Really?
You know, yeah, I think so. Because it usually starts as a social thing, you know, and you do it with other people and
right.
stuff. And And it just becomes like they say social drinking.
I don't understand that though, because that's like any time I hang out with my guy friends too, it's like, you know, unless I'm drinking with them, they don't like to drink.
Really?
Yeah, it's all, and I hear that all the time with people. It's like, you know, it's not the same if you're not drinking. Like, we all have to drink. I don't get that. I don't feel that way at all. If I go out with a friend and I'm drinking and they're not drinking, whatever, I'm going to have just as much fun because I'm feeling it. I think, I don't know if guys are just trying to get you in bed in a way.
Well, like, I don't know. Maybe they just try to be on the same level with you, you know? They figure, you know, because if
you feel guilty if you're sober and they're drinking?
No, really. I mean, if you drink and they don't, then they see you, like, maybe behaving stupidly or something, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas when they're drunk, they don't know.
But that's what it's like. I'm always acting stupid, you know? With liquor or without. I'm a loony girl, so.
So be careful, yeah?
Yeah.
Loony.
Actually, last night, what is that place called? I want to say it's the Beanery something. Beanery Barn Beanery. Mm. Anyway, it's actually a pretty popular little bar. You know, they have pool tables and stuff. It's really cool. It's in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
I went there last night with my friend, and we had fun, but we had a few drinks.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm getting at right now.
So it's more than
what
a friend.
What the hell am I saying? I don't know what the I was getting at something. Oh, I had a crazy conversation with one of the bartenders.
Oh. Okay.
But I'm always thinking, you know, like if I'm drinking, you know, I'm feeling this liquor.
Uh-huh.
And you're talking to a bartender who's totally sober. They're probably like, girl, we just shut up.
Yeah.
I hear this shit every single day.
Yeah. Well, that's part of their job, you know.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, they have to wait on people and they better learn how to like them.
Yeah. How much do you tip if you buy one drink? Mm-hmm. What do you give them? Do you give $1, $2? Like if it's a beer, you buy...
I usually give like 20%, you know, so
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so it'd be...
Yeah, if a beer costs $10, you give them $2,
okay.
I guess. Yeah.
All right, I got you.
You know, but I think drinks are so friggin' expensive, man.
They are, but it's also weird to me, the whole tipping thing, honestly. Like I always, especially at restaurants, like I end up tipping 30, 40% because I never feel like I'm giving enough, you know?
Really?
But... But that's also because, like, you can get a nice sushi dinner for $15, and, you know, I mean, they serve you sushi, like, they serve you the soup first, and right. then the meal, and then this. Yeah. It's a lot of running around. If you're giving me a $10 beer, all you're doing is pouring that beer in a fucking glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You don't need it.
I know, but, you know, proponents will tell you that...
That's how they make their money.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they make their money. Like, we have to care as the customer, right?
Mm-hmm.
How they make their money. I mean, do people care about me, how I make my money, you know? Why don't they tip me, for crying out loud? Tip me, man.
I know. Can you imagine if you even just got $1 from every show that's here at LA Talk Radio? Yeah.
Or people I meet on the street, you know, give me a dollar, you know, tip me, for crying out loud.
That is not fun, though. That would not be fun.
Yeah.
I actually, at one point, really wanted to do a documentary, but I was too afraid to do it myself. But to have somebody else who's, you know, got a normal lifestyle, healthy, has a nice home, who's willing to be homeless for a month. And so for 30 days, track this one person just kind of on the streets with only the stuff that they have on their, you know, on their body.
Right.
And see, you know, how they feel and what happens and, you know, if they're able to get money to buy food and,
right.
you know, the life of a
homeless. So those are not real poor people, but they're pretending to be to see what it's like.
Well, not pretending. I mean, take somebody such as, like, take you, for example.
Right.
This would be the documentary. I'm taking a person that has a, you know, normal, healthy, great lifestyle
right.
and is content. And I'm throwing them on the street with only what you have on your back
right.
for 30 days
wow.
to survive.
Yeah.
You know, how are you brushing your teeth? Like, I'm thinking all these different things.
Yeah.
How are you going to shower, you know?
Yeah.
And just see. I have to find somebody who's truly willing to do this.
Right.
You're actually, you know, at risk of different health problems, too, you know? 30
yeah.
days living on the street.
Yeah. All kinds of problems. I mean, you're exposed to everything, you know, crime.
Yeah.
And
so have a camera crew follow this person, you know, and make a documentary out of it. I've been wanting to do that for so long.
Really?
Yeah.
Then do it.
I have two documentaries that I really want to do.
Uh-huh.
I plan to. I do.
Yeah.
It's just like, where the fuck is the time?
Yeah.
There's just not enough time in the day. And you need to find somebody that's willing to do it. And there needs to be some kind of benefit that they're getting out of it afterwards, you
yeah.
know?
Well, pay them.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's true.
That works.
Actually,
you know,
who I could contact about that?
Uh-huh.
The guest that we had on a few weeks ago or months ago, who Philip Day, that producer, the National Geographic producer
right.
of the Japanese Mafia one.
Right.
Because he does all those documentaries. I wonder if I could pitch something like this to him.
Yeah.
You know?
There you go. You
yeah.
see? Yeah. You got contacts, connections.
Yeah. I'm going to try to make that happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on? Oh, the world's most expensive tea to be fertilized with panda poo. A panda bear's poop.
In tea.
It's the most expensive tea. Oh my gosh, let's read a little
I would
more
imagine that panda shit is pretty expensive.
Yeah. One may imagine that the world's most expensive tea might have some properties, but using panda feces as a fertilizer definitely seems a little bizarre.
Yeah.
Pandas have a very poor digestive system and only absorb about 30% of everything they eat. So that means that they're rich in fibers and nutrients.
Right.
That's gross. So this tea, it's a tea blend, and about $36,000 per pound of
what?
Tea collects a panda breeding center in southern China. I'm trying to skim through this and just get the important details.
Yeah. Okay,
so
they
gross.
Fertilize it with that.
Okay,
but
yeah.
It's not in it probably
okay,
when
right.
you drink it.
Yeah. When I saw that, though, I'm like, panda poop? What? $36,000 per pound
wow.
of this tea.
Yeah.
That's like the tea Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie drink, I'm sure.
Is it? Do yeah. they drink tea?
I don't know. But who else would, you know, drink that crap? It's
yeah.
so expensive.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of talk about the Penn State thing, the sexual abuse and stuff.
Yes.
So now the assistant coach admits that he horsed around with the boys, but insists he's innocent. So, yeah, he says, yeah, we took showers together, and, you know, and maybe I hugged them.
That
and
right
stuff,
there but, is not innocent.
Yeah.
Taking a shower with a little kid is not yeah. innocent. You just don't do that.
Yeah, you don't.
But he's trying to say sex-wise.
Yeah, well, they're telling him that, or they're asking him, well, are you sexually attracted to boys? And he says, no. You know, he says, I like kids, I like this, but I'm not attracted to them, you know, and he says he doesn't think there's anything wrong with showering with the kids. So.
That's interesting. Yeah, he says, but he had sex with him, no?
Or well, he denies that, yeah. But he says, I've horsed around with the kids, I've showered with them after the workouts, I have hugged them, and I have touched their legs without intent of sexual contact. Why would you touch their fucking legs?
Yeah, I mean, do not do that, period. You do not do that.
You don't touch another man, period.
I am wondering, though, is he actually straight? Because to me, like, I mean, I think he's obviously using that as an excuse of, like, I'm not into these guys in that kind of way. You know, I'm just a dude, you know, and I'm into chicks, and I'm just, you know, slapping a guy on his butt or whatever.
Right, yeah.
To kind of hide away the fact, you know, but if you're into men or if you're gay, especially, even if you're straight, it's unacceptable. But if you're gay, that's even more.
Yeah. You see, that's a good question, whether you're gay if you sexually abuse boys, you know, because it's not the same as having sex with a man. You know, I think this is about something else. I don't know if it's about being gay or whatever, you know, but I think maybe straight men are capable of doing that too. I'm not sure. Or maybe by definition you have to be gay to do that.
To me though, like a straight guy would have no interest in touching boys, a little boy's leg.
Yeah.
You know? Like why? Why would you do that?
Yeah. That's
just
true.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Well, now a straight guy in the shower with, you know, these kids, you know, it sounds a little better in a way, but I'm pretty sure it's a rule that, you know, adults, teachers, they, you know, you don't shower at all with the kids.
Yeah.
At all.
I think it's common sense, you know. I mean, today you don't want to take any chances with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True that.
I wonder what his family is going through, you know. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. How old is this guy?
He is 67.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's probably got grown kids and a wife and wow.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to happen to him, man, but he's in deep, deep shit.
Shame, shame, shame.
Yeah.
Well, he asked for it, you know?
Yeah, I guess, you know, and I mean, you know, people have all kinds of sexual drives and stuff, but you got to keep it in check, you know? You don't just act on every fantasy that you have.
Right. Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah. And I can't imagine the fantasy of being with little boys. I would just think, you know, you probably were molested when you were a child, you
know? There's a problem somewhere in your mind.
Right.
Yeah.
And you learned that, you know, you learned that and you found it to be stimulating to you or something because it was your first experience. So people tend to do these things.
Pretty disturbing.
Yeah, very disturbing, you know.
So
this is funny. I always like these stories. Mexican soldiers find 140 migrants in a tractor trailer. 140 people inside the trailer.
You're kidding me. Where was this?
This is in Mexico.
In Mexico.
So it was a routine stop, you know, a checkpoint. And I don't know how these people think they're going to get away with this shit, you know.
That's hysterical, really.
It really is, you know, unless you're one of those 140 people, I'm sure. Because they probably paid a lot of money, you know. They make them pay, I think, like $3,000 or something to cross the border.
Holy shit.
Their whole life savings and shit, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, my point is that why is everybody trying to come to the United States?
Right.
Because it is the best fucking place in the world to live, you know. And everybody's
trying.
Is it,
though?
I think so.
Because there are tons of other countries that I've seen, like, articles on that are, you know, they're better places to live than here.
Yeah, well, you know, it depends what you're looking for, you know, but if you want the convenience, the comfort, the abundance, then this is the place to be. The freedom, you know.
I suppose.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can compare it to other countries. Other countries might have, like, greater culture, you know, some customs and stuff that are cool. And, you know, because Europeans, they have a cool lifestyle and that. But at the same time, you know, over there, they live in old places. You know, it's like, you know, there's not as much freedom and, you know,
to make money or,
you know, to do whatever you want. But, you know.
Mexicans in a truck. I just love it.
Yeah.
That reminds me, like, one time I was on my way to Disneyland and. Yeah. I pull up to a gas station and there's this white van, you know, and, you know, just looking at it, you would think, you know, you think it's just the two guys, you know, in the front seat, and they pull back the thing and they've literally got, I mean, probably 30 people just chilling out in there.
Inside the van.
Yeah. I mean, all squeezed up in there. I'm thinking, this is sketchy.
It really is.
What are you guys, I couldn't stop staring.
Wow.
Being like, what are you guys doing? One of the chicks just had a box of diapers with her. thing. Like, what are these people doing?
Yeah. You know, that's the thing.
You going on a field trip? I just don't get...
We don't understand that kind of poverty, you know, but it does exist. And
it does.
People will do anything to try and make it to here. And, you know, and then we have a lot of illegal immigrants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is not really helping our country. I mean, we're becoming overpopulated. I mean, yeah. In like, I think 10, 20, like in a certain amount of years, like we've like literally doubled. It's just we're gaining. We have too many people.
Yeah.
We need to start kicking people.
And a lot of people that are not skilled, you know, because I was reading yesterday that apparently from foreign students that come to the United States, we make a lot of money off of them, you know.
Like, really?
Yeah. And so these are welcome here because they come in legally. They study here and they probably, you know, work or whatever.
That's totally different. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and they spend a lot of money here on education and that. So. You know, but when you get unskilled people, they become dependent on the government.
Right.
And then we have to pay for them.
Right. Not good. I actually have a random question. I may have heard this wrong, but I read something. I thought that along the lines of like in another 3 years, they're trying to make it so that health insurance is something it's mandatory that you have, that you buy it. Which I'm thinking, you know, for like a lot of people, that's like, you know, a couple hundred bucks a month or whatever it may be, depending
couple
on
hundred.
Your,
I mean, right? Shit, you know, I'm paying $1,000 a month.
Just for you though?
Just for me and my daughter.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It doesn't even include my son who's on a different plan.
Oh my God.
It is. It's very fucking expensive.
So, but okay. So should we not though, like, so in a few years, apparently, you know, they're trying to make it so that it is truly mandatory that you you know, have it and buy it. But, and if you don't, then you get, you know, you have to pay these fees or something. Can it not? I mean, this is something that I feel like should be our choice. This is a choice. You know, it's my health.
Yeah. Well, they can't force you to buy something, you know, I don't know. But then again, they do force you to buy car insurance.
Right.
You know, when you drive.
Exactly.
So.
Now that though, like that's, well, when you think about it, it's not too different actually.
Yeah. But it's not the same thing.
No, it's not. And it's just ridiculous how expensive health insurance is.
It really is.
And
doctors
Holy
and medications
crap.
And shit, you know. And it's become very expensive to get ill in this country. That's for sure.
Sheesh. That's true. The sad part about it, though, is like these, you know, the medications and pills and things that doctors prescribe, like these things cost pennies. Mm. Like, they are not, they don't cost a lot of money.
Mm.
So they're literally multiplying it by 100, you know, but what we're paying is like, it's just so wrong, I think. You know, I think health is the one thing, you know, especially in the U.S., you know, that's part of being here, U.S. citizen, like, we should care for each other and help each other out. Like, the health system needs to be changed dramatically.
Yeah. Well, some people think
that... The costs are just too ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absurd. It's not realistic.
No, but, you know, I mean, the thing is that if you mandate, like, national health care, then, you know, then it becomes sort of like a social government, you know, and people claim that they don't want the government that involved. And, yeah, you know, so, you know, it would be cool, but also, you know, some critics say that the health care would not be as good if it was... you know, if it was social.
I see.
So, you know, because, you know, if the government is mandating it, then maybe the quality of the care would not be up to par and all that stuff because there's no competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
it's correct.
I'm just curious. I mean, I'm very lucky right now. My dad works for the government, so I'm covered till I'm 26 through his insurance.
Good for you.
But I'm thinking, you know, that's, you know, another year and a half.
Right.
In another year and a half, I'm going to be, you know, having to
introduce... pay your own.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't even want it then. Yeah. Screw that. I mean, I can count like the number of times on one hand that I've even had to go get, knock on wood.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I've had health issues. I haven't really had any.
But, you know, I mean, it's usually, I think it's for emergencies more than anything. You know, I mean, if you end up going to the hospital or something, you want to have insurance, you know, otherwise you're in deep shit. So,
True. So
it's for things like this, you know, just like with car insurance. I mean, they don't pay you things regularly. Like, you know, with health insurance, you get compensated for the drugs that you buy and the doctor visits and all that stuff. But, Yeah.
But car insurance, yeah, we're talking, you know, well, depending, yeah, on your car, I suppose. But, yeah, mine's like, you know, $160 a month or something.
Right. And but that's the thing is we have car insurance for emergencies, you know, not just because,
right,
we're using it all the time.
But health insurance should not be that much,
yeah,
more than car insurance, at,
yeah,
least. I mean,
well,
give me,
yeah,
a break. I mean, it's...
I don't know. They do spend a lot of money on patients, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just... anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are out of time, Steph.
All right.
So let's say goodbye, everybody. Thank you all for joining us. Hopefully, we'll have the porn star tomorrow.
Yes.
And we'll see you then.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.